I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Karen Anderson. She's the acting superintendent at the Gwynn Schools to get an update on what's happening at the district. We started our conversation off with information about when graduation is happening and how folks can get involved. Here's more with Gwynn Schools acting superintendent Karen Anderson.
May 24th, 2 o'clock, and the graduation ceremony will be followed by a reception at Gwynn High School for grads and their families.
Mm-hmm.
The speaker is was selected by the students, and it's Mr. Brad Pfluger.
Okay.
High school teachers.
Okay, I see. And with that, then you're shifting into the end of the school year for the rest of the students. What are some of the dates and things that they need to be aware of?
The summer food service program starts already on June 15th. That'll run through August 21st. That will provide free breakfast and lunch 5 days a week at K.I. Sawyer Elementary and at Gwynn High School.
Mm-hmm.
There will also be free lunch at K.I. Sawyer Community Center and possibly some other sites in the community.
When is the school year up for folks in the Gwynn District?
June 9th.
June 9th. So what are you guys working on over there in the district? Obviously getting ready for the end of the school year, but just because the students are gone, that doesn't mean things kind of slow down for administrative things. What's the latest?
Well, a big time-consuming effort at this point, of course, is the reopening of Gilbert Elementary, so I'm working on that. We have summer school planned, and everything is falling into place for that. Summer school will run June 22nd through the middle of July. Early elementary and high school credit recovery, they're expecting about 60 students to participate in that. And that runs starting with the free breakfast classes, and then finishes the day with the free lunch.
Well, it seems like a good time of year to be thinking about some of the things for the next season. Obviously, next year you've got some changes that are going on now with the superintendent and whatnot, and you've got a new superintendent coming in June, but everything is, you're kind of working toward that goal right now to smooth the transition.
Absolutely. We're trying to get everything in place and prepared for Mr. Dane when he comes in. It would be a little late to start preparing for the 15-16 school year on July 1. So.
Yeah. We continue in the studio with Karen Anderson with the Gwynn Schools, getting an update on what's happening there as we're talking about the end of the school year. But also, you mentioned that there was a couple of key things on the docket, including the reopening of Gilbert Elementary. What's the latest with that?
Well, we had the initial fire marshal inspection. The fire marshal had to do the inspection, and we do not have to bring it totally up to a code as you would a brand new building, but he does have to ensure that it's safe and secure. So we have a few adjustments to be made, some things to be corrected. Bulletin boards are not made of the appropriate inflammable material, so they have to be painted with some.
Yeah, I'm sure there's quite a bit of a code system and things like that you do have to follow for the safety of the students and the staff.
We do have that going on, and then so we're preparing and doing one thing at a time, and we're moving furniture between buildings. So some things will come back from Sawyer to Gilbert. Some things have been stored in Gilbert, need to go back to other buildings. Determining the staff, who's going to be assigned to which elementary school, not only staff but students, so they're defining the boundaries. So we can tell parents, if you live in Sands Township, you're here. If you're in this area, you go to Gilbert or whatever.
What's the timeline you're looking at with that building in terms of it being fully up and running?
By mid-August.
Okay.
That's what...
Should have it ready indefinitely by that point. Now, another thing that is out there for folks in the district to be aware about is you have millage election questions that are coming up. Tell us when and what they are.
On Tuesday, August 4th, there will be two millage issues on the ballot. At this point, they're the only issues on the ballot for that election. The first is for a bond issue for 0.46 mills for 11 years, and that's to fund large projects such as roof replacements, technology upgrades, some instructional equipment for the wood shop program. And then a sinking fund, which the district has never had, would be 1 mill for 10 years. So that's going to generate money each of those years so that they can have an ongoing plan and set priorities and look out 10 years to what needs to be done. And that's for items that would cover like school safety or building and site repair and improvements.
What does that mean for sort of the average resident in the district if it is passed?
Well, the average taxable value on a home in the district is $30,000. And so the increase actually based on the approval of both issues would be $3.65 a month or $43 per year.
So it's not a terrible amount, which I know you've had some relatively decent success with millage proposals in the Gwynn District before, and it probably sounds like this is pretty much in line with all of those.
I would hope so. It's a little different in that when the military was there, they built all of these facilities. Mm-hmm. So the people in Gwynn didn't have any long-term debt retirement for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So it's different for the approach. It's different.
Well, I know we'll talk about that millage issue a little bit more in depth with you as we get closer to that election. But if people have any questions or they need to get a hold of the district office, what's a good way to do that?
Just call us at 346-9283.
That's the comments of Karen Anderson, the acting superintendent at the Gwynn Area Community Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.